Ring, ring.
Hello?
Whose phone is this?
Not mine.
What's going on?
I lost my phone.
You lost your phone, Greg? Wow.
It's gone.
But wait, no. There was that other phone. There's a phone right over there on the table. What is that?
A BlackBerry.
Oh.
That's like, who uses a BlackBerry anymore?
Me, right now, because I lost my iPhone last night.
Hang on a second.
Hold on a second is right. Why? How? When? These devices that are strapped to our lives that we're so dependent on didn't exist 10 years ago.
No, they didn't.
They didn't exist 5 years ago.
Yet, at this stage, how do you feel right now, Greg?
I feel
without this thing.
Really weird, really bad. And I'm thinking about it because I basically had to, today, I lost my iPhone 4S. Today I had to go and get my old BlackBerry, which thank God I had still.
Right.
I had thought about chucking it a
million
times. Yeah, literally in my closet in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that reactivated. So I have a phone, I have texting capabilities, and I have email capabilities.
Right.
Yet I feel like something's missing.
Why don't you bring us in, Brian, and we'll...
Oh, to what?
Ah, yeah, let's...
This is a show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show!
Oh, man! Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Okay, wow. So my name is Brian Gerard.
Yep.
I'm alongside an iPhone-less Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening,
and an iPhone
ladies.
And an iPhone expert, Robert Shide.
Hello. Hola.
That's Spanish for hello.
Thank you.
Adios, iPhone cuatro se...
Say.
Adios, mi iPhone.
That's also not quite accurate.
Goodbye.
So you feel
I just
lost.
But it's the funny
Something's
thing
missing.
Is, I'm not really missing anything, really.
Yeah.
What I'm missing is I will no longer have an Instagram account. Well, my Instagram account will exist, but I won't be able to access it
until
August when I get a new iPhone. Because thing is, my whatever contract isn't up until August. So if I wanted to buy a new iPhone right now, it'd be $600.
It's crazy.
Which is crazy.
I mean,
I can't do that, right?
But yeah, look, basically, let's go through this. You are asking if you should pay $600 to have Instagram.
Basically, that's
pretty much
essentially
it, isn't
what
it?
I would be doing.
Yeah.
Well, it's a video camera. I was putting myself on camera for auditions.
Oh, you were using that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but you could use your laptop for that. It's possible.
That's possible.
Yeah. It's got a camera built in, a very nice camera.
Yeah.
Actually, better than
the iPhone.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay. So
you got that. What's next?
That's good.
What else?
Instagram.
Oh, you've already said that. Yeah, yeah.
Facebook.
Facebook. But I can get Facebook on my
Twitter. Twitter.
On the BlackBerry.
Twitter's on the BlackBerry.
Twitter's on the BlackBerry.
But...
I know.
No.
But it's not the same. But it's an image.
Look, all we're trying to do is we're trying to justify $600 here. Okay? That's it. So if you can justify $600,
then
get it.
But that's why I don't have an iPhone. I support the Droid platform through and through.
Droid.
Whatever, Gerard.
I do. I think it's a great...
How much was that phone over there?
$50.
Yeah, it's $50.
Yeah, but it was $50 because he happened to luck out and be at the end of a contract when he
got
it.
Right.
It was totally subsidized.
That's not lucking out.
Was that planning? And your other phone was crushed, wasn't it? Like, your other phone...
My other phone, I just ran it out. Like, I think these new phones, these phones that are essential to our lives, like, after your 2 years, it's this magical 2-year contracts that we sign with all these cell phone companies.
Right.
I believe that the hardware is built now that literally these phones start failing after 2 years as well.
Plastic wise. Well, I'm using a phone that's pretty old because I'm in a waiting pattern right now. This is the iPhone 3.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, you could put Instagram on a phone like this.
Yeah.
You could probably get this thrown at you for, you know, being in someone's yard inappropriately. this is an old school phone.
But it's still working.
But it still works. And this keeps me in a holding pattern because I'm with T-Mobile, and T-Mobile next year is introducing LTE. Exactly. So they're introducing LTE and 4G, and then I'll be able to use the iPhone 5 on their network. So I'm just waiting.
Just waiting.
And I'm fine with it. This is
how
my
long
phone.
Do you have to wait?
Why would you not be with Verizon? Verizon's the
most... Dude, whatever.
The ultimate.
Let's not talk about
yeah.
cell phone.
Company. Okay,
it's,
all
it's
right.
just
we're
the rate. The rate is fine. We're still what we're still
so
talking
we are
about
talking
is
about
justifying $600.
You lie, and I'm saying that you can't have that conversation fully without talking about cell phone companies and what these companies are going to be able to. Because I agree,
right.
spending $600 is crazy because you lost your phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I say, well, go spend $50 and get a Droid. What do you? And it can do
but
everything
I can't
you need to
because
do.
I can't because even if I went to get a Droid.
Yeah.
From Sprint, I would still have to pay the retail price, which would probably be around $400-$300. And I don't want to do that.
Why?
Well, because, this is the thing.
Because my contract's not up. You only get those sweetheart deals
but
of $50.
But if you go in and just be like, go to renew your contract effective today with Sprint.
No,
you
but
can't.
He has to cancel his current contract with Verizon in order to do that.
No, I'm with Sprint.
Oh, you're with Sprint.
I'm with Sprint.
Yeah. Okay. You can't come in and say, hey, guys, guess what?
Canceling my contract with you.
No, not even cancel. I'm saying I'm coming to the table with a sweet deal, all right, guys? I know that my contract, you know, that I currently am in with you guys isn't up for another year, but I am willing to sign a brand new contract if you give me, let's say, $300 off on that phone over there.
And I'm saying that is a very possible deal.
They are not going to do that.
They don't make any deals.
So here's what you go. You go to them and be like, all right, here's the deal.
Yeah.
I'll sign a new contract effective today.
Right.
So that I get this for $50. And my 2-year contract is effective from today.
Mm-hmm.
Your contract's set up for another year. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm giving you an additional 2 years effective today, which is a longer term than what I originally negotiated.
You're giving them an additional
year. Or, sir, I take my business elsewhere.
And they'll say, okay, great.
Then
we'll,
no, they will not.
Cancellation fee of $200.
Absolutely not.
Yes, they will.
Because they would rather keep your $1,200 a year than take your $200 cancellation fee.
It's a good proposal.
That is an absolute home run proposal.
It never works.
Now, but hang on. It's worth giving it a shot. But I can tell you that I've tried it before.
It never works.
With companies that, with Nextel, which is now Sprint, by the way.
Yeah, I've tried this
and it
exact
was horrible.
Thing. I've tried this exact thing that Brian said.
Customer retention, you are one. You are a drop in the bucket.
They don't care.
If you are a company with thousands of contracts attached to it, well, then yes. They would then say, oh, take a seat, sir. Would you like a glass of water? You seem parched.
They don't care. They don't care, dude.
They don't care.
Negotiating with cell phone companies in that way does not work. It's
not like you're negotiating debt, which you are an expert at.
I am very good at that.
Yes,
and which,
high
by
five
the way,
to that.
In general, I'm getting pretty good at negotiation, period.
Okay, well, maybe you should go in.
I would love to. I'll give it a swing. I think they'll let us record it.
Nope.
Maybe.
I don't, and it's not going to work. And yeah. I sat there today, and I'm a rational human being, and I was just like, look, what can I do here? And she's like, you have only a couple options. One is to buy a $600 phone. The other is to wait until August, and then you can come in here and get that $600 phone for $99 when your term is up.
Right.
Otherwise, there's nothing we can do.
Okay, so let's do a little more math here. Because there is another option. Well, that option to go to another phone company, right, to go to Verizon or AT&T, is possible. It would cost you $200 to do
to
that.
To leave. Yeah,
okay?
$200 to leave.
And then maybe they probably have the same, like, $100 to get the iPhone. So $300.
Yeah.
To get
certainly
a new iPhone.
Better
so,
than paying
$600. So instead of paying $600... Now we've lowered it to $300. Is Instagram worth $300?
No, it's
no.
not.
Okay, well, okay. What about the other things?
Time out.
But is Instagram worth $300?
Yeah.
Yes, no. Instagram is worth $300.
I don't know.
I think so.
Stockholders
knowing,
would say
knowing
yes.
Gregory Hoyt's lifestyle and what his life is about and what he enjoys, the joy he gets out of Instagramming, and if you're going to put a price tag on joy and that price tag is $300, I call bullshit.
Wow.
Because he'll spend it's worth more than that.
You
to
really
him.
Think so?
Absolutely.
Brian. Okay.
It's definitely my favorite social networking thing of all time. It's just pictures.
Well,
it's
you
great.
Can. So there's no. There's
but
no,
wait.
Yeah, go
but
ahead.
But wait. There's also an argument that says, Greg, you shouldn't be Instagramming your ass off. You should be fucking acting and writing and just like not looking at my phone as much as I do.
True.
That is true.
Everyone can stand to do that.
Yeah.
However, that's not the case.
You've
that's
been
not
downgraded
life. That's not the reality of
with
it.
This smartphone.
Why isn't it the reality? It's just a choice.
Yeah,
you know what
it's
I mean?
A choice.
Like having look, since I've had my iPhone, I've noticed a broader connection with more people,
but
a lot less physical connection with people.
Would you say that broader connection is substantial in terms of the connection? Like it actually?
No, it's more like, oh, I know that superficial. Person. I know who that is. I know who that is. You know what I mean? Like that's.
But
it.
You're not physically hanging out with these guys.
No.
Right.
I would argue that also the physical interaction of your world has shrunken.
Absolutely.
But hang on. Your name is getting out there. I'm playing devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
Your name is getting out there a little bit more with these Instagram things that you're sending out.
Okay, so the persona of Greg Hoyt is getting out there. Meanwhile, he's home alone.
Right.
He's pacing around his house.
Right. That's true.
Instagram.
He's wearing a track in the floor.
Right.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's possible to argue that getting your name out there more could help you
financially,
work-wise.
That's right. And going to that party last night, I saw the girl who was hosting the party in a big way. I think a big reason that I was there and part of the reason that we've connected more is because of Instagram.
Absolutely. So would you say...
I think you have a lot of Instagram relationships.
All right. Now, and those Instagram relationships may pay off in some way financially. Do you think they would pay back the $300 within a year?
I just think you're putting... So what you're actually... What you're saying... is that... This thing that you thoroughly enjoy and that you clearly just spoke about what it does for you and what you're putting a price tag on it.
Well, this is the whole discussion is about $300?
Is it worth $300?
Yeah.
Is it worth $300? Absolutely. What do you spend $300 on? Let's just sit in 300 for a minute.
Okay. How much were those shoes over there?
Those shoes by the door, $450 boots that this kid bought $450 for a pair of shoes.
Okay. No. He uses those shoes
a lot,
and they get him around town.
Got it.
I get compliments on those shoes.
Do you get compliments on your phone?
Yeah.
By the way, everything you just said. Also, Instagram. He gets compliments on him, and he gets them around town.
All right. Go ahead. Keep going.
What else can you do for $300? $300 is, on average, roughly, we'll say, 6 or 7 meals at your favorite restaurant. Say six.
Yeah.
Six meals at your favorite restaurant.
Or
over the course of a year.
1,200 packs of ramen.
Right.
1,200 packs. Yeah.
How long can you live on that?
A long time.
$300 is 2 months worth of a cell phone bill.
Mm-hmm.
On
well, wait. What?
Three months worth of a cell phone bill.
Yeah.
3 months.
Okay.
All right. Sorry.
And by the way, that's why I'm with T-Mobile, because my cell phone bill with unlimited all plans, unlimited everything, is only $69.90 whatever cents.
Oh, that's great.
I pay a lot of money for my cell
phone. But anyway, I'm limited with the iPhone.
Mine's $90.
You're what?
Mine's $90.
I pay $100.
And you pay $100.
Okay. That's pretty good, Shai.
Yeah. No, it's really good. But
it doesn't nearly have the service that...
That's right.
No. The only thing
coverage.
That's... No, coverage is great. The only problem is with 4G. And that's what I was saying. They don't have 4G LTE, so the iPhone can't support that. If you have the iPhone, you get 2G. So it's
super slow.
But for me, most of the time when I'm using the phone, I tend to be in a Wi-Fi network area, and I still get internet.
Uh-huh.
And the phone that I had prior to this iPhone
was the oldest phone.
Was 0G. It was old. Okay, so
0G.
Anyway, so that's why next year they're gonna have. They just merged with mobile TCS or T
Don't
something.
Know.
Anyway, some other company. They just merged, and now they're going to have 4G, and so the iPhone.
$300. What else can you do for $300? You can jump out of a plane for $300.
You can go to the movies about six times.
Okay, so if you went to the movies, Jesus, what theater are you going to?
Ten times.
Well, Hollywood.
You could go. Hopefully. Okay, whatever. So let's say you went like 15 times,
To the movie.
Okay.
$300, long weekend in Long Beach.
Well, hang on. 15 times at the movie theater, would that make you feel as good as Instagram for a year?
Yeah, I don't know. Because here's the thing, though, man. Like with the Instagram thing, it's cool because you can help, like, you can... you can take pictures of your friends and stuff.
Here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there is no way that either of you is going to argue this.
Right.
He's going to wait. Right now he's like, I'll wait till August until this thing is up and I'll go get a new iPhone. Hmm. It is October.
Yeah.
October.
How many months is that? November, December, January, February,
10
March,
months.
April, May, June, July, August. 11.
Now wait, when no, in wait. August?
Yeah, when in August.
Oh, whatever. So
probably
say,
late August.
All right, so let's just call it 10 months.
Yeah.
There's no way Greg Hoyt is going to go 10 months without Instagram. No way.
Wow.
Now, he could. Wow. I'll call. I would love to see him do it because I'd like to see him get out in the world a little bit more. But I also think that that's his biggest connection to the world right now is through this goddamn Instagram.
So maybe it's better that I don't have it.
Yeah, okay. Now, being devil's advocate, I get to play the other side here.
Yeah, play it, Robert. Go ahead.
So you're back on BlackBerry. I know you love their messaging system.
Yeah, but nobody else is on BlackBerry
anymore.
That's the
problem.
No, this is a sarcastic comment.
Yeah, oh, okay.
You hate their messaging system.
Yeah.
The fact that you start typing a message, somebody knows you're typing a message.
Yeah, the worst.
Or somebody knows that you have read their message.
Yeah, and
that
like,
kind of
why
check-in
haven't you
system.
Received?
Yeah.
But then you can do regular texting, which is not bad.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, because that's BlackBerry Instant Messenger.
Yeah, that's
it's called
BBM.
BBM.
Yeah.
Which no longer
okay.
exists.
I mean, it does. It's on this phone.
It's but,
yeah,
like, but nobody has
not
BlackBerry.
Not many people have BlackBerry.
That's right.
Well, you know what? That makes you stand out in the crowd, doesn't it, Greg? You pull out the BlackBerry in a sea of iPhones. No?
And everyone's like, what's wrong with
working?
You? Are you okay?
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's fine. It's a nice phone. It's all good.
The curve.
It's, you know, it works. Like, look, I have a lot to be thankful for. I have
you,
a phone that
you
works.
You have a phone still.
Why do you think I need to get out in the world more? What am I not... How am I not getting out in the world?
Do you think that Greg spends too much time glued to the screen of his phone?
I think we all do. I think we're all guilty of our nose to a screen a lot more than we should be.
Yeah.
I will say, in general, my observation of my friend Greg, he could stand to take his nose out of the screen a little bit.
Interesting. So, whoa. Oh, she has broke.
Jeez.
And now he's got it because he broke the
$300.
Yeah. No, but see, that's what I'm actually thinking. I'm thinking that maybe... this is a bit of a message.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A little bit of a wake-up call
okay.
for me. So it's like, hey, pump the brakes. Your iPhone's gone.
Yeah.
Let it go. Get back to the fucking BlackBerry and just chill. Because that's a major step back. You
that's
know what
a
I mean?
Great,
as far as like...
Yeah. And that's a good message. But can you pump the brakes for 10 months?
Sure. I mean, why not? I mean, whatever. I mean, I don't know. It's...
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I don't know.
Let's you and I place a wager, Robert, just as friendly wagers go. We're betting on a horse. The horse is named Greg Coyne.
Okay. Oh, God.
I say...
Yeah.
In his mind, he's going to spend the rest of today being like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go 10 months. I'm going to show those guys that I don't need it.
Well, I agree with you on that.
Okay.
That I'm going to spend the rest of the day?
The rest of the day, yeah. You're convinced.
And then he's going to wake up tomorrow morning, and he's going to go to the Sprint store and spend $300.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
No.
I don't think he...
No.
All right. Legitimately, I will wager that he's got less than a week before he folds and goes and gets a smartphone.
How much money?
This is the wager.
Wager.
The wager is a delicious burrito from Chipotle.
All right. That's good.
Okay?
I like
so
that.
That's the wager.
Listen.
Now,
what is the bet?
The
this
bet
is
yeah. I'm taking that less than a week. I'm saying that by week's time from today, which we're recording this on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So 1 week from today.
Yeah.
If he still doesn't have a smartphone after next Saturday, I owe you a burrito.
So okay. You take the under,
yeah.
You take the over.
Yeah, I'm taking the over. Yeah.
I'm saying he doesn't go the week without folding and
going that's
together.
The bet. Good. And what I also think, and I'm not going to just add this to the bet because the bet's established, I think that you'll probably go until Christmas time, somewhere around there. I think it's going to take you being entrenched in an environment where people are taking pictures and videos and all this stuff, and you're going to kind of miss that. And maybe you might even get a little Christmas cash or something like that, where it's like this is expendable cash. I can burn this and it's okay. And I'm giving myself a gift.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to take until then for you to go back and get.
I'll tell you what, straight up, if I had big huge fat checks rolling in right now,
yeah,
this isn't even a discussion. You would be like, I lost my phone. I gotta go.
All right, bet's on. Handshake. There it is.
Here
okay.
It's a 300. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Robert Schein and Gregory Hoyt, my name is Brian Gerard.
Yeah,
we have a shot check.
Yay.
Help you understand why you make me high. Can I tell you all?